News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. President Obama is authorizing targeted airstrikes in Iraq to protect U.S. personnel, facilities, and religious minorities who have fled advancing militants. Let's get more from Washington and Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin.
With tens of thousands of Iraqis from the Yazari community fearing death from an Islamic insurgency stranded on a remote mountain in northern Iraq,
today America is coming to help.
President Obama announcing U.S. military aircraft successfully dropped much-needed food and water to the area, and the president has authorized targeted strikes against terrorist convoys. Still, President Obama casting aside fears about wider engagement in Iraq, insisting no combat troops will deploy. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
That three-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is over with no long-term agreement for peace. Israeli Defense Forces say two rockets were fired from Gaza into Israel. That's a violation of the ceasefire. Israeli forces returned fire. Israel had already agreed to a longer extension. Hamas had not. An Oneida County committee wants the county attorney to give some guidelines on whether they can listen to some negotiations from mining concerns in the town of Lynn. There's a possibility of a zinc mine and perhaps other materials nearby. In August of 2012, the county board passed a resolution ending interest in mining after many years of strong debate. Carl Fanny is one of the mining opponents, and he says the prior board shut down these negotiations and he doesn't want to see the case reopened.
We have no reason to believe that if we go through this again, that we won't see that same thing. We want the information. We were calling for hearings for years. We were calling for open public debate, and we were told no.
But there are some Oneida County board members who say it's unfair that their hands are tied by decisions from earlier county boards. A Shawano County man is under arrest on a child porn charge. Police searched for an IP address for kiddie porn from a sharing site and then located 38-year-old Christopher Ellenfeld from Burnhamwood. They got a warrant to search his home and his computer. He's now charged with 10 child pornography possession counts and one count of child exploitation for allegedly sharing his files with others. He's being held on $30,000 cash bond. His next court appearance is August 11th. Rothschild Police and Marathon County Sheriff's deputies now have named the suspect they're searching for in connection with an early Sunday morning bar shooting in Rothschild.
Prosecutors have filed charges against 27-year-old Alex Hammock of Wausau. He's accused of shooting a man during a bar fight outside of PJ's Logjam on Business 51 early Sunday morning. He's facing charges of recklessly endangering safety, substantial battery, being a felon in possession with a firearm, and pointing a gun at a person. He's currently not in custody. If you have any information where Hammock is, get in contact with police. We've got a number for you to call on our website.
WSAU's Raymond Newport. Police say this started as a bar fight where a 25-year-old man was shot outside of PJ's Logjam. He's recovering at Wausau Aspirus Hospital. A coalition of gay marriage supporters are starting a statewide conversation about the issue with a new website. It's wisconsinunite.org. The American Civil Liberties Union spokesman Chris Amity says that they are hoping same-sex couples will share their stories and that that will help sway public opinion.
We want to make sure that everybody has a voice so that they can participate in this historic movement. Wisconsin Unites for Marriage gives people that voice.
Later this month, the federal appeals court takes up the decision that overturned Wisconsin's gay marriage ban. Last week's ruling by the state Supreme Court in favor of Wisconsin's voter ID law has led to some confusion. You will not have to show ID for the upcoming primaries on Tuesday. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald says there is a separate case that's holding up voter ID in federal court.
It is confusing right now. When you have it, the same issue in state and federal court, it's confusing.
Wisconsin's Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says it's possible that voter ID will be in effect for this fall's election, but that is pending several court rulings. Now let's check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny to partly cloudy for today, warm and dry, a high of 81 with a southeast wind around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight mainly clear with a low of 55. On Saturday, partly cloudy, another nice summer day, high 81. On Sunday, partly cloudy and warm, a high of 82. Chance for a couple of showers or a thunderstorm on Monday with a high of 79. I'm Newsline Eye meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Thank you, Justin. If you'd like a daily forecast to your cell phone or portable device, text the word weather to 39327. That's from King's Campers and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.